With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Amunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled Deal of the Year, and it's no gimmick, no trick, and no shtick. Here are the details. Halacha demands that we do tshuva every single day. That includes assessing ourselves and the four stages of confession, expressing remorse, and asking for forgiveness, as well as resolving to do better for everything we did wrong on that day. Well, few people have done that even once a week. That's like having daily bills in a restaurant where we eat every day and put it on our credit card without ever having made a payment. Suppose someone eats a simple $27 meal a day and signs for it. Well, that's no big deal. But at the end of the year, he gets a bill for the whole year, which turns out to be $10,000. He gasps when he gets the bill. That's accrued a lot of debt. Well, maybe $10,000 is no big deal for some people. But that's the outstanding debts that are often not $10,000, but million-dollar equivalents. And people sometimes pay for them in currency other than money, like their health, heaven forbid. Hashem is phenomenally forgiving. He knows our nature, and He knows how we've messed up all year long. He gives us the month of Elul to wipe our slates clean. Okay, we all hear the show for the morning, and we say Psalm 27, but how many of us really take advantage of Elul? Now, most of Elul is over, and there's only a few days until the awesome day of judgment and Rosh Hashanah. Still, few people are waking up. I did a little survey and asked a few people who are close to me what they're doing to spiritually prepare themselves for Rosh Hashanah. Well, the majority response was, Rabbi, I don't have the emotional power to tear myself apart and to do tshuva for everything I did wrong. I got so much else on my mind. I'm just hoping for Hashem's mercy. That's a reasonable answer. But it's like ignoring your debts all year long and then hoping that the bank manager will be merciful. Even though Hashem is not the bank manager and Hashem is infinitely merciful, which the bank manager is not, we must follow His Torah, and that includes doing tshuva. But back to square one, right? You don't have the power to do tshuva. Worrying about staying healthy and making a living has preoccupied everyone since COVID-19 reared its ugly head. But don't worry, I've got a great deal for you, co-signed by the Baal HaTorim, the Chida, the Chofetz Chaim, and all the sages, the Gemara. And I challenge anybody to try and beat this deal. Not only that, but I guarantee that it's the best deal around. Here it goes. Our sages teach that if you grab too much, you grab nothing. That means that people to try to rectify the foul-ups that they made in all the 613 commandments of Torah end up correcting nothing. By the time Sukkot is over, nobody is left with much of their New Year's resolutions. Our sages add something else. Even if a person does 100 tshuvas, and then he talks slander or lashon hara, all the tshuva is down the drain, null and void. So now hear this. Since a measure of good in Judaism is 500 times stronger than a measure of evil, every time a person refrains from speaking lashon hara, it's like doing 50,000 days of tshuva. Not only that, the Holy Chida, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azulai of saintly and blessed memory, said that the only mitzvah with the power of ending exile is tshuva for lashon hara, because lashon hara is the reason we lost the land of Israel, our holy temple, and were sent in exile in the first place. So now, here's the deal of your life. In the few days left until Rosh Hashanah, don't try and correct the entire universe. Take one commitment to tshuva, one only. Promise yourself that no matter what, not even for $1 zillion, you won't speak adversely about any other human being on earth. Beg Hashem to help you and to help you guard your tongue and do the very best you can. This one mitzvah will not only uplift your soul and it'll correct you, but it'll be a guardian angel for your whole family and so strong that it could tip the scales of our entire nation. Don't miss this deal. Please don't miss this deal. And I'll be honest with you. My commission in the deal is a fat one, for I get to see you and your family have a happy, healthy, and prosperous new year with the ingathering of the exiles, the coming of Mashiach, and our rebuilt Holy Temple in Yerushalayim, speeding our days. Amen. God bless.